So, what are we talking about today? I'm going to have in the conversations playlist and also purposely in the behind the curtain playlist, because it's very much behind the curtain of thinking about this whole project and vlogging and stuff like that as well, and kind of what that's been doing to me and my life and how I'm processing it and how I go about creating stuff and the influence that it has over other parts of my life. But yeah, going to start off more general and just kind of start talking about how, I guess, the differences and stuff between like living your life versus showing that you're living your life via social media. So documenting and capturing, documenting, sharing the moments that you're actually living and the differences between those things and all that stuff. Something that I've been really aware of since starting making like vlogs and whatever, and something I mean, I've thought about before too, because I've always documented stuff, things I felt like documenting, especially like in the band. I would take so many pictures. I was deemed photo ninja a couple times, so I'm just like being able to take pictures without them noticing, and then they're like later on the band members are like, what's that doing online? But yeah, I really enjoy documenting. But anyway, so yeah, that's what I want to talk about today a bit. I thought I knew where to start, and now I don't know where to start. It's something that a lot of people have thought of and definitely critique and criticize people for, is like, you know, if you're documenting and showing your life, I mean, that's way different than you living your life. And I mean, everything all the time ever is biased. I mean, you're only seeing like what someone's allowing you to see, even if it's someone you live with, right? Like, you still have private moments that someone doesn't get to be a part of, and that even if you're lying right next to each other, there's private moments that you have going on internally, and so you choose to share what you choose to share with someone verbally or whatever, right? And so much so with social media, when you decide that you're going to put something up, even if you on purpose put up like really raw moments of you like without makeup and just rolled out of bed or whatever, right? Let's say you truthfully haven't done anything to prepare for this photo you post, you're still choosing what to put out there. Obviously, no one's just seeing you 24/7. So it's interesting. I mean, just that by itself, just like the different things that people get to see, what you choose to show people, etc. And the majority of people choose to show the things that are most interesting in their life, and then things they're proud of, happy things, whatever. And some people obviously use it for the opposite, and maybe are really super, super dramatic, and just like fishing for attention or what have you. And then there's a mix. Like, it's just interesting to see, like, you're always determined sometimes, I feel like, what's real and what's authentic, because some people share their pain not because they need help, not because they want pity, not because whatever, it's because it's real, and it's like, hey, I just want to share this with you because maybe some other people are going through it and like it's okay or whatever, or just, you know, it's interesting to like try to determine what's authentic and what's not. And I guess maybe I do that more than most people, because authenticity is really important to me, and I get really frustrated and annoyed and very, very hypercritical of people or situations or things that I deem as not authentic, or if people are just fishing, I'm not a fan of that. But it's always interesting to try and juggle, like, yeah, I'm trying to show my real life here, but I mean, all the time with photos and words or whatever I'm sharing, it's just, what's the point in me? If we talk about videos for a second, oh, after a sneeze. All right, now that's out of the way. Even with videos and stuff, I'm only wanting to show what people are going to possibly be interested in. Like, I'm not recording myself 24/7 and then just like being like, this is what every day looks like for me. However, on that note, I mean, there's been movies made about this kind of thing, right? Where someone has like a camera on them 24/7. And obviously, we've had reality TV shows. Those are still different because someone's still curating and cutting and editing what to present to you. But I find the notion really fascinating of having a camera on you at all times, and then that's obviously going to dictate what you do. Like, you are going to act different knowing that there's a camera on you. And I think if that happened over the course of months or whatever, you would eventually get used to it, but you still wouldn't revert back to the way you were before a camera was on you at all times. I think that it would be interesting and, like, cool. I would almost rather that, like, to have a camera on me at all times be less work than having to decide when to take my camera out and record stuff or whatever, and that I wouldn't have to do any editing and whatever. I really think that's an interesting concept, but that's not the case. And so, I mean, I choose to take my camera out at times that I think I'm going to capture something either like this, like I'm having a conversation right now, but I mean just like in the daily life scenarios, I've shifted when I turn my camera on and when I turn it off and whatever. I want to get into that. I think I'm getting ahead of myself. I want to get into that a little more towards the end. But, yeah, I think, like I said, I think a lot of this is obvious to most people, especially people probably watching, about just, like, thinking about social media, what people choose to present to you versus how their life is. And some people, it's vastly, vastly different. Some people just lurk on social media and just, like, watch and don't post anything. And some people only share really monumental things. There's obviously a huge spectrum and, range of how people use social media, but I always find it interesting to be aware of that, being like, even if it's your close friends or family or whatever, and just, it's interesting to know or to think about why people are posting, what they're posting, when they're posting, and how often they post versus they don't post, things like that. Like I said, for me, when did I get on Facebook? I don't know, the mid-2000s? It was after high school, a couple years after. I want to say maybe 2006 or 7, might have been 2008. And then I had there was a couple years, I think it would have been 2006 or 2007, I'm pretty sure, but I don't know. And I had an account for like a year or two, and then it got deactivated, which is a whole other story. And then whatever the one I have now, I've had for a little while. So anyway, I mean, Facebook was, I think, the real... Well, there was other forms of, I guess, social media, like Nexopia and MSN could have been, like, I mean, that's just, like, a chatting platform, I guess. I didn't really have a MySpace, so, like, I kind of did for, like, a very short time, but didn't connect with anyone over that. So, yeah, Facebook being, like, a huge thing. I really enjoyed Instagram when I finally started using it, and that came out, and I really enjoy taking photos. I'd rather take photos than, like, write... I mean, I've tried some blogging stuff too, and I do like that, like this online journaling and stuff. I mentioned before, very early on in a conversation I was having with Laura Lee, that I think it was the connection conversation, where like, why am I putting any art out? Why am I creating stuff if no one's gonna see it? So I mean, for me, part of it isn't like my uses of social media have changed over the years too, and. I think that some of it is just because of like being an artist, even before I would have called myself an artist. But I mean, just me on a personal level, like the fact that even before I thought I was an artist, I knew I was creating, I was writing, and there's a lot of people, or a lot of pieces of writing, lots of pieces of writing no one ever saw. But my intention is to share the stuff that I would write and like put it on a blog or something online eventually. Or there was a poetry forum I was part of when I started writing when I was like 14-ish. So my intention's always been to kind of share that stuff, and I like to share that stuff, and I like getting feedback and whatever else. So that's kind of the context I was using social media in at first. I mean, I think that's the intention for everyone, is you are sharing stuff. You want people to see this stuff. Again, some people just go on there just to look at everyone else's stuff. But for me, I guess there was a purpose in connecting, and like in that conversation we talked about what that means, like connection and stuff to me. It was a long conversation, but there was some good stuff that I realized about myself in it. And so it wasn't necessarily like, oh, I want to go and talk to my cousins. It's not about like connecting, like you and me are having a conversation that we can't have in person because we're so long distance, and a lot of people would use Facebook for that, and just to like catch up on like, oh, what's so-and-so doing, and see all their family pictures or something, and that's generally not why I use it. I wish that my friends actually were more active on social media, because I'd like to see other parts of their life that I don't get to see. But, I mean, that's the thing, is that they're more concerned about living their life than showing people that they're living their life. So, like, I started things off by kind of talking about this, and it's just, again, an interesting concept because it's very, a lot of people are super hypercritical with people that are just, like, documenting all the time and showing people their life because they're not being present and they're not being in the moment. And I don't really disagree with that. It just depends on where the person's coming from and how critical they are and whatever else, right? But, like, I see that. I recognize that as a thing, and yeah, it just plays into that whole thing of legacy too. Connection and legacy, again, we're bringing them both back in this conversation, because like I, since being like way more on Instagram and like using, well, Snapchat's a little different, just a direct line of communication with somebody to show them something, it just skips the step of having to attach a picture, basically. But anyway, yeah, especially with documenting more stuff, putting more things on Instagram, little things. Anyway, I just, like, I have always, like I said, for many years, have enjoyed showing people what I'm doing and sharing that. Funny moments, whatever. Like, I'm enjoying that moment, and I like to go back and look at those moments too. So, I mean, it is kind of like a photo album that I can go back and look at that's there. I like other people to see what I'm doing too. Maybe part of that comes from like low self-esteem, especially like when I was younger, and like now I have more confidence in a lot of areas, but part of that might be like, look, I'm doing cool stuff. Like, I like feedback. I like people to converse with me or to connect with me and talk about stuff, because I really enjoy good conversation. I'm never out there like counting likes and stuff. Like, I'm aware of like, oh wow, like, it's funny because sometimes it's like, oh, I've got a picture with me and my girlfriend at the time, and then it gets like 5,000, no, not 5,000 likes, but I'll be like, wow, because I tagged my girlfriend in it, then all of a sudden I've got like twice as many likes as I would get on any other post or something like that. Like, I would notice fluctuations like that every once in a while that I'd be aware of, but no, I just like posting the stuff and people being able to see it and share it. Like I said, I wish that my friends and acquaintances and family posted more stuff because I like seeing it. And I feel like over the course of time, a lot of stuff, especially on Facebook, is just like sharing articles, posts, videos, memes, rather than sharing your own personal life, which I'm like guilty of doing that as well. And I've moved a lot of my daily kind of posts or whatever to Instagram, my personal account, and especially my art account. It kind of like reversed. It used to be my personal account was getting a lot of attention and my art account was only getting like finished pieces for the most part. And then just this summer, it like I think it was this summer, it just like flip-flopped, and I was like, hey, my art account, like, I'm just, everything I'm doing, so much of what I'm doing is based in my being an artist, whether it's reading, writing, and researching, and all the stuff, or thinking about concepts that so much relate to my art, that I put it all there now, and then my personal stuff is like, what can I post that's not related to art? So, like, my personal account is, like, not as active. So, anyway. Yeah, but there's that whole notion of, like, living your life versus documenting your life. I take myself out of the moment sometimes for too long when I'm documenting my life, or I want to share it in a timely fashion. So it's like, yeah, yesterday I was out playing board games, and I was trying to enjoy this game, The Art of Chill, like a Bob Ross painting game, and I was like, oh, this is chill. Like, this is a super, like, cool, calm game. It's fun. It's not, like, crazy and whatever and wild, but it was good. I was having fun. But I was like taking pictures, and I wanted to post something from earlier that I took a picture of, and it was just like thinking about that takes me out of the moment, because sometimes, like, for a while there, I had like a daily post on my art page because I would take so many pictures in a day. I'm like, I can spread that out, and part of it is from like a standpoint of not trying to oversaturate, like, oh, I took 20 pictures today that I really love, I'm gonna spread that out. Sometimes I take a picture, I don't share it for like 4 or 5 days. Because I'd rather have a post every day from, like, I don't want to say a business perspective, but from an awareness of, like, an engagement perspective of whatever. I'd rather not have 5 photos in one day and then not have anything for 3 days. I'd rather spread them out. Anyway, but just thinking about that stuff, like, yes, it's automatic to me. I don't have to think that hard. But if I want to share these posts at certain times, like, I'm out in the middle of the day, and I'm like, I just need, like, 2 minutes to just make this post or something, and that's taking me out of my moment. So by sharing these moments that I want people to see, I'm taking myself out of it, so that's not good. And that's a huge criticism that, like I said, I agree with that. I need to personally get better with how I approach those moments and how and when I share those moments, because I enjoy sharing those moments. And part of it, I mean, there's lots of reasons why I do it. They're all different. Like, I want to inspire thought and provoke people's thinking about certain concepts, or I just want people to know what I'm up to, because I do have friends and family that I'm very, very far away from, and they enjoy seeing stuff, and I like to share stuff. Or maybe it's like, oh, I really want to promote this game, it's super fun, or I really want to, like, show you the art that I'm working on, or I'm like, oh, this podcast, like, I used to take, like, videos sometimes, I'm like, man, this segment just really hit me hard, like, check this out, like, this quote might help you out, or get you thinking, or, anyway, lots of reasons why I share stuff. But, I mean, like I said, I'm very aware of the fact that it takes me out of the moment when I'm doing it, right? And then, if we kind of move to the video making side of stuff, because I don't really know where else to go without repeating myself. I guess I'm taking photos and all that stuff, because again, it's something that I think is pretty obvious for most people. Like, taking the time to document something, it could take 2 seconds, be like, wow, beautiful sunset, and then you keep going on your hike, and that might be it. And sometimes that's what it is for me. It's just like super nice and chill, and that's it. But even on a bike ride, I used to want to take a picture, one picture at least, of every bike ride. Then I gotta stop biking to do that. And even though it only takes like a minute to get off my bike, take a picture, put the phone back, it still ruins, it's like, instead of having like this continuous, like, let's say 60 minutes or 2 hours or whatever the bike ride is, with no stopping, I stop to take the picture. It might be a beautiful picture. In that moment though, sometimes I get annoyed by having to do it. But then I also get annoyed by not having evidence of it. By, again, I guess this is what I guess there is more to say here, is that I want evidence to show people that I did something. Why? Because I could just enjoy that moment by myself and no one has to know about it. But it's, again, seeking, again, maybe because of seeking approval, seeking connection. I don't have all the answers. I could, like, say it's probably this and it's probably that, and maybe it's a little this. I don't really know. Maybe it's this. Like, I don't want to say seeking approval, because I don't want to plant that idea into anyone's head that, like, that's what I'm doing. But I can't deny that maybe there is a source that maybe was a source of stuff at one time, maybe, because, like, especially in my youth, like, I had, like, zero, like, or to little, like, self-confidence, and would try to rely on the skills that I did have, or just be, like, a deep thinker and stuff, and or express that to people. I'm not out there counting likes and stuff. I like when people like my stuff. Like, I enjoy the fact that people are getting something out of what I post sometimes, and be like, oh wow, like, that's a cool book, like, I never heard of that, but thanks for the suggestion or something. Other times, like I said, it's just a pic of me being silly and funny, and I just want to share that and give myself a boost. I don't know. So, evidence. Like, here's the evidence that I did this thing, but I took myself out of the moment while I was doing that thing to take this picture, and then I took myself out of a moment maybe a couple hours later because I wanted to post that picture, or maybe I did it right away, and just let everyone know, like, hey, I'm alive and I'm doing this thing, and just thought you should know this is me doing the thing. And, like, that seems like such a, when you strip it down, it's, like, so pathetic, because I completely understand the allure of, I mean, depending on, you know, your age range and, like, your personal history and culture, your context, that's the word I want to use. I mean, if you're, like, in a super technological family that has always, like, been around technology and computers and stuff since, like, the 80s, then maybe, despite the fact you may be middle-aged or 50 or 60 or something, maybe your context was natural to, like, go on social media and whatever, and other people, they never were really a part of that culture, or that context isn't there, or history, so it's just, like, not even a thing that you would ever consider doing that, and whatever. So, but there's just, like, I understand the allure of why some people consciously decide to not engage in social media in the way that I do or some other people do. Like I said, there's some people that really go fishing on there, and I don't like that. I'm critical of that. I am critical of people who are attention seekers or blatantly attention seekers that they need validation. Because, like, I think I like getting feedback, positive feedback, obviously, more than negative feedback. But negative feedback is encouraged, too, because then I can process that and think about it if it's genuine and a good critique or something. And then whatever. Obviously, no one wants to get bullied in any format, online or otherwise. I haven't really had that problem. But not, I mean, with social media, not really. But yeah, I would separate myself from those people that are like need validation, because I can give myself validation. I believe what I'm doing is worthy of doing. I get a lot out of it, etc. And I would get that much out of it if I wasn't sharing it. I get more from sharing stuff. I feel good about it. I like it. Whatever. And there is some validation in that, like in people responding to it. And sometimes when you share something about how you're having a crappy time and whatever, sometimes people can remind you about things that you need to hear at that moment, and it's a way of reaching out and all those other things. So, like I said, I'm aware of all that. I'd like to separate myself for obvious reasons from people that like need this validation to feel good and like are fishing for compliments or reassurance or what have you. But again, it's just a weird thing. Like I said, it's pathetic to bring that out. And just like, I understand why people want to separate themselves from that and just live in their moments and enjoy their life. And I do enjoy my life and stuff. But there, like I said, there's times where I'm very conscious of like, I want to capture this moment, take myself out of the moment to do it, take myself out of the moment to post it. I'm like, okay, it's gone. But like, I might have ruined a moment. I have plenty of times with people because they don't like when I do that. Some people, they're completely indifferent to me doing it, and some people definitely are not a fan of when I do that. So I've ruined some moments that way for sure, because I wanted to like share moments, or maybe I was feeling restless, or anxious, or just bored, or who knows. But like I said, stripping it down and deconstructing it like that, kind of, it is pathetic in some ways, which is unfortunate, but I mean, that's a realization. And I need to change my habits and how I choose to do those things, right? So I completely understand why some people be like, hey, no phone. And I need to do that more often and be pickier and choosier with when I capture, how I capture, document, and then share. For sure, because I want to practice more mindfulness and be more present and more in the moment, because that would help me. With my quality of life, honestly, with how satisfied I am with what I'm doing, also helped me with my anxiety to be more in the moment and stuff. But yeah, so moving on to the video stuff, which I really want to get to, because I feel like this is a good time to talk about it. I've been filming stuff since like the very end of December, because I got the GoPro at Christmas time when I was in Saskatoon. So, I don't remember maybe I started filming stuff on Boxing Day, maybe that was when. And yeah, so, I mean, now it's March, what is it here? It's March 29th, so it's been a good 3 months. And in that time, I've shot, edited, and uploaded 71 videos, and that's a fair amount. So I've noticed a lot of differences from the very beginning to now, and that's why I wanted to, I think this is a good time to talk about it, kind of get behind the curtain with that and how I interact with things and how I live and how it's different than how I used to live, I guess. At the very beginning, I was taking this camera with me everywhere. I still take it with me most places. Not as much as I did before, but I was recording all the time. I was like recording in the car, whatever else, and it was so involving, because I was like, okay, I gotta record, and then I gotta charge, and then I gotta record, and then I gotta upload this, and then I gotta cut that footage, and like, I don't need it. Nothing happened on my drive home. I was just so like aware of like, I need to capture every moment, because if something crazy happens, I need to show people. And so that's what I was recording, like me driving home sometimes. It was like, well, what if there's deer? What if there's like, I really like deer, but it was like, what if like something hits my car? What if like there's like some crazy accident in front of me or whatever? But then it just became like really annoying to do that, and so I just stopped doing it. And then it just became more of like picking certain moments. Like, I'm going to go out and do this, and let's film that today. It's so much work to try and like edit, and if I was filming all the time, like I said, there's this notion of me that's like, yeah, it'd be sick. Like, what was it, EdTV or The Truman Show? maybe both of them, I can't remember now, where it's just, like, you on camera at all times. And that's super cool. Like, from an artistic, like, concept, I really like that. Because you're aware, and people are aware that you're aware, and then it's like that changes how you proceed living every day and moment, right? I think that there's a lot of genuinely interesting moments that happen that no one gets to see, and I would like people to see it just because. And I wish I could strip it down and figure out exactly why, and this is helping me do that, of why I want people to see these things that I get to experience, and why I'm not just 100% satisfied sometimes with just having the experience, because that's sad, and that sucks, and I want to get to a place where I'm more satisfied with just having that experience by myself. Well, there's plenty of times where I've been with friends, this has happened for years, and we're having a super good time, and it's hilarious, and we're just talking, and it's making each other laugh, and we're just, like, riffing, and it's just freaking hilarious, and I'm like, man, I wish there was a camera right here that would just, like, all the time, because, like, that was hilarious, and I've mentioned that throughout the years to, like, many of my friends, because we're just, yeah, it's good times, and it's a lot of fun, and, yeah, anyway, so I noticed I was taking the camera with me all the time, but it just became too arduous and difficult, annoying to constantly film, drain the battery, realize I didn't get anything on footage anyway, so I just delete it all. But then there's sometimes where it's like, oh, I did get something, and where was it? It was like 20 minutes into me filming for an hour and a half, like whatever. I was thinking at one point, like, I just need two GoPros because I'm always killing the battery on this, and I did get a battery pack for some of that reason, but that's a whole other thing. It just became too much. And so, like, there's definitely weird, random things that have happened that I missed out on. I was like, oh, man, I wish I would have got that. Like, if I was filming every time I drove, then you would have seen when my windshield got cracked, like, twice. Or, like, when it shattered. Not shattered. When the thing, like, spiderwebbed a bit and created a big... It didn't spiderweb. Created this one big, long crack. Anyway, like... There's times where I'm like, man, that would have been, like, it happened, and it sucked that it happened. If I got it on film, I would have felt better about it. I don't know. So definitely, it immediately having it and being like, hey, I'm going to vlog now. This is my life as a vlogger. Everything's different. Like, it wasn't a conscious thing of how everything is different. It was like, I was consciously aware that I'm going to be recording everything, not everything, but recording so much stuff, and then that just got smaller and smaller and smaller, and I put out, the less I recorded, the more videos I put out, because, well, I just got interested in different playlists of, like, oh, I want to do a review, I want to do this behind the curtain thing, I want to have conversations, I want to record my bike rides, I want to record art process, I want to have these rants, I want to, like, all these different things, so I just got more interested in having, and this is the organization part of me, and it's like, I want to have these big vlogs, and, like, whatever, and, so I just got choosier with what I wanted to do, and kind of, like, compartmentalized everything, is what I meant, into, like, certain sections, and then I was more clearer with my vision of the things I want to do. Like I said, because I don't record, like, candidly on my walks, or, like, my, day-to-day as much. I miss out on some moments every... Battery died. Anyway, I miss out on some moments, because I can't record 24/7, but whatever. The thing is, I'm finding that I am more in my head now than I was before, which for me isn't great, overanalyzing things, being out of the moment, even when I'm doing something because I'm thinking about something else. I don't know if it's happening more now than it was a couple months ago, because a couple months ago, especially when I was on a bike ride, it was the worst thing. Bike rides really helped me deal with my anxiety and helped me be present and in the moment and practice mindfulness, and I get beauty and nature and sun and outside and chemicals flowing and exercise, and it's great. But then there were times where I was like, man, this video is going to suck. Like, the upload, like, the quality, I just, like, had this whole thing with the quality of the uploads on bike rides was garbage, and I had to do the research and figure this out and figure that out and whatever. But there were times where I was like, why am I even going on this bike ride? Like, the footage is going to suck. And I'm like, that's not why I bike ride, right? Like, that's not why I do that. So I had to have, like, that really quick, like, talk with myself and just be like, hey, it's fine, whatever. But like I said, I'm very in my head sometimes about, like, instead of just like, oh, I'm just going to go and go do some book shopping, it's like, should I take the GoPro with me? Have I shown this before? Is it even interesting? I'm getting footage for later. Like, I'm aware of a couple things, and that's like, I want to be able to put out. At first, it was like weekly segments, like one bike ride, one art process, one conversation, one rant, whatever. But then I started adding so many different things that I do. I'm like, I'm not going to be able to do that. There was a couple weeks where I like put out a video every week, or every day, I mean, of the week. But I also had like the vlog, I had been just adjusting the length of it and stuff, and like, do I have enough footage to get a good 15 minutes in there? Versus sometimes I've got like, you know, when I went to Calgary, I split it up into like three different 15 minute ones. Anyway, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I'm thinking of there, which is fine tuning an artistic process, basically, of like, this medium is new to me, I'm dealing with it, I'm figuring it out, and I am thinking of how it changes my daily interactions with people, or changes how I go about my day. Like I said, thinking about that, which is why we're talking about it. So like, I am more in my head and more aware of what I'm doing when I have the camera and when I don't have the camera. I don't think it's changed my behavior like an incredible amount when I'm filming versus when I'm not filming. I've been way more conscious of profanity because I, you know, prefer to not do that on camera. Which, I mean, in some ways I prefer just to not do it all, but I don't make a real conscious effort to not swear unless I'm on camera, but it would be cool to just not swear as much too. There's no harm in me not swearing, but anyway, things like that, I guess, is like a really conscious change. But as for like my other interactions, like, I feel like they've been not super affected by like, oh, I'm on camera, I better like not be a wiener to somebody. Like, yeah. But, it's, yeah, again, just being more in my head about, like, thinking of what am I filming, how long am I filming it for, and yes, I know the camera's on, and then being like, yeah, what I'm doing right now for 15 minutes is boring, I'm just gonna shut my camera off, that's dumb. And, yeah, again, it's something running in the background is taking me out of that moment even just a little bit, and that's not great, so... That's one thing. I've encouraged feedback a lot, and I've like kind of not given up on the feedback. Like, I've wanted feedback with whatever audience is watching, and because now there's been 3 months have passed, and there's been consistently a lot of footage going out there, but it's footage that some, like, the art process appeals to some people, it doesn't, and whatever. There's a lot of different stuff. Like I said, I would like to create a core audience that's engaged with just the vlog portion more than anything. Like, I think that would be more interesting to watch than, like, I mean, again, some people love the art process, some people love bike rides, whatever, everyone has different interests, and maybe some of yours will align with majority of mine, but like, if I could have a core audience engaged with art, or not with art, with the vlog itself, and that would be one thing. That I would like. But anyway, over the course of 3 months, like, I've got 29 subscribers right now, which are probably all friends and family and acquaintances, and there's like very few that are subscribed that are maybe outside of that, like, that don't know me personally, like, very few. I think I can only think of one right now, and that's because they made themselves very aware, because they follow someone else that actually was a previous student at the high school I was teaching at. So I just haven't had many people consistently viewing that are outside of my personal circle, which is fine right now, or it's fine in general, but I mean, the more people that engage, that would be interesting. I would like to engage more people at once, for sure. But anyway, I'm noticing that on almost any video, there's an average of like 20-ish views. Over the past 3 months, we've gotten to a place where it's leveled out to like that, because at first there was a lot of views of people being like, oh wow, John's doing this thing, like, let's check that out, and then that tapered off because we're like, oh, that's boring, that sucks, I'm not interested, whatever, right? So trying to find and build that audience that actually wants to watch what I do is a thing that I've been aware of a bit. That's what I was talking about, was feedback. Like, I haven't given up on feedback, I still want it, but like, I'm not asking for it as much as I was before, or like getting as frustrated by not getting it. I'm fine-tuning my process just on my own, or maybe like a couple people talk to me in person Some people have said things on the videos and in comments very few times, but like I've gotten a couple that have been useful, so that's great. Or even things like the book giveaway that I did. I was hoping to get more people engaged in that, and it wasn't because I'm like, hey, if I give something away, then people will watch. Like, it wasn't that. It was just in the moment, I was talking about my physical forms of media, and I was like, you know what? I've got some book doubles. I'd like to give a book away. Hey, why don't we have a contest? And then at the same time, it was like, hey, maybe that'll give some people incentive to comment and to watch the video and to, like, whatever. I was hoping to be able to give a book away to someone that I didn't know, but that's fine. So I only had two people comment on that, and I knew them. So it's interesting. It's like, I want to say after 3 months, like I've changed things very organically as to like how I was filming, when I was filming, how much I was filming, how much time I spent on editing, all that stuff, to now it is a part of my daily life. So it's gone in there where I'm aware of it. It's not as of a, like, it's always conscious, obviously, but it's not as like a big plan. Like, what am I going to do today to get something? Like, sometimes like, hey, I got some time today. I didn't get called in for subbing. I had a video that I wanted to make. When I get ideas, I like put them into my phone sometimes. Like, oh, this is a conversation I want to have. This is a rant I'd like to have. I really put a lot of pressure on myself at the beginning to be like, hey, I basically have one rule now for me, and that's I need one conversation a week. Because once I render these videos, I keep them on an external hard drive because I think for my own personal purposes, it's like journaling and stuff, that I want a copy of them that's not just sitting there online and on YouTube, because anything could happen with that, and this is more safe or permanent than online might be. So I keep those and I categorize them by like week one, week two, well, started week zero, week one, week two, whatever, but they also have like the name of the conversation I had that week. So this week, the conversation title will be like living life versus sharing life, something like that. I haven't decided what to title this video yet. So I want to have a conversation a week. Also, I have way more ideas about conversations than I do about any other video type that I make. So like my rule now or whatever is just have one conversation a week. Whatever else you do in the week, if it's, well, I'm an idiot. One conversation and one vlog. That's the rule. I need to have a vlog every week, and I want to have a conversation every week. So those are the two minimum things, two videos a week. For a while there, I was like, yeah, I have 2 cent rant, but I'm not going to get a 2 cent rant out this week. But I was like, well, what if I just do a review and I don't have this, and sometimes I didn't get to bike ride because of the weather, and so that's out the window, and like, what if I got too busy to paint for some dumb reason, which has happened a couple weeks now, because this medium is taking up some time. I'm still learning a bunch, but like I said, I wanted to have the conversation now because I've been doing this long enough now that things have kind of like calmed down and I've noticed a change in my own behavior and what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. So, I still want as much feedback as I wanted before, but I'm not upset when I don't get it because I've realized the norm is that I'm just not going to get very much at all. Fine. It'd be interesting to know, that's the other reason I want feedback, is I don't know who's watching and who's not, and sometimes it's cool to like find out, like, oh wow, that person actually appreciated what I was doing. Like, I had like an acquaintance that I went to high school with that commented on my Facebook page being like, oh, like when you talked about like the abstract, like how to make abstract art, like that was pretty cool, whatever, they got something out of it. I'm like, good, like I'm glad that at least one person watched it and enjoyed it. Or even if they were to say, you know what, maybe next time you should try this, at least I know that someone watched it and they're giving me feedback, which means they thought about it. They actually engaged with it enough, even if it wasn't to their liking, that at least they have something to say in a constructive criticism. Like, if it just says 24 views, I have no idea what that means. Even if someone, like, hits the like button, some people hit the like button on everything they look at. Like, or if it's on Instagram, and they're just like, oh, someone made a post, I just like it, whatever. That doesn't tell me anything. I really want comments. I do, but anyway, I want to say, like, my life does not revolve around this or just revolve around social media, but since being on Facebook and then Instagram and then this, like, I've been adding social media to my life more and more over the past couple of years. At the same time, that was really weird. I don't know what face I just made, but, like, I looked over and in the corner of my eye, I thought I saw, like, a figure, so that was cool. Anyway, over the course of the years, I've been on social media more and more, sharing stuff more and more. At the same time, coincidence or not, I've noticed my anxiety rise up more and more, and noticed a need and recognized what mindfulness is and being in the moment and the present is. I've noticed that be more of a need to combat the anxiety. So it's really interesting playing with this stuff, because I wonder if I just wasn't on social media at all, how I would feel. But the other thing is, again, this conversation was talking about legacy and connection, again, and revisiting that in a way, because this connection, just me putting out content for people to see, helps me feel better and less alone, and loneliness is a big part of my anxiety as well, feeling alone. So that all that stuff is really interesting that I really want to deconstruct more, for sure, because that just recognizing how all those things play together is really interesting. There's a lot of things where I'm like, it could be this and it could be that. I don't know 100% the answer, but trying to think about all these ideas does help me come to clearer answers. Sometimes I can get a definitive answer, and sometimes it's just clear, like, it may be a bunch of these things. Maybe I should focus on some of those areas and try to do something with those observations, do some trial and error, and try some things out to help myself. So personal growth has been a huge part of this. Saying things out loud for me is really good. Writing things down stream of consciousness is one thing too. I don't do a lot of planning or note-taking or things when I make these videos. I usually have a loose idea and I just talk. And that's super helpful for me. I hope that it's helpful for someone else. And again, sometimes I've asked, like when I've made some anxiety videos the past couple weeks, I'm like, yo, if you have any tips, like, throw them at me. Those haven't really found anyone that decided to share anything back, either because the right people didn't see the video or they have nothing to say back, which, whatever. But I want more engagement. That's out there. Just by it existing out there, knowing that someone is going to see it one day, again, like, putting out content helps me feel less alone. And that is a product of probably the context and the culture I'm in and stuff. And also just myself, just like who I am, coupled with like the context of like growing up at a certain time and being engaged in like social media and things like that, that it does help me feel less alone. Same thing about like looking at other people's stuff helps me feel less alone. I feel like I'm connecting with them even though I'm not talking to them, which is just a strange thing. A lot of people can't seem to comprehend, maybe because of age and context. And like, well, you're not even talking to that person. Why do you feel connected to them? That's not connecting. That's not having a conversation or whatever, right? But just looking at someone's like, oh wow, like I'm getting something out of that. They post all these pictures. There's somebody that was an acquaintance I did some university classes with and stuff, and like they've been on this crazy bus journey in winter, like they created this bus, they were snowboarding and stuff and whatever, and I was like, wow, it's really cool to see that. I would rather see my friends and acquaintances, people that I actually know, doing cool stuff that inspires me to do cool stuff, than being like, oh, I'm just gonna watch some Tony Robbins right now or listen to some Russell Brand, which both of those things would be cool to do, but like, I definitely, you know, with people that are closer to you and whatever, it's more inspiring and whatever. Anyway, you get it. I don't know where else to go from there. That's kind of how things have been so far. I don't think it's I feel like maybe it has drastically changed my life, and at the same time it hasn't. I've become more aware, which is good and bad, because the more in my head I am... So being more aware is good and bad for me. I think being more aware that there's this other stuff in the background I'm thinking of, like videos and how I'm presenting my life, is taking me out of my life. So that's not good. But being more aware of myself, well, I guess that's bad too. Being more aware of myself, that I'm alive and stuff, because I'm thinking of presenting myself later on, is bad, because I'm not just... I've talked about this before too, being in a moment, like bike riding, I forget something, like I'm so mortal, it's like more mortal than most is what I call it, because I'm so hyper aware of my my mortality that makes me anxious, and sometimes I'm so hyper aware that I forget about everything else and I'm completely existing in the moment, and then I forget about my mortality too. So being more aware though of legacy connection anxiety, that and that connection's been made through making these videos, is helping me with trying to figure out how to balance my life better, how to ease my anxiety, how to be more mindful, etc. I'm just now, like, this has been helping me so much, but at the same time, because I'm not balancing it the right way, it's taking away from things. Like, art making sometimes can be a priority for me, and this is a new media that I'm using to art, to make art and stuff, so I'm making it a priority sometimes. Like, right after this, I know, like, hey, I gotta render it, whatever, I got behind because life happened, and life got in the way of me presenting my life to you, which is just nuts. This whole thing is just, like, it's a mess. It's just a hot mess. But again, it's still really interesting, it's still really fun, it's still making me think a lot, and, like I said, being more aware, being more in my head, being more conscious, and there's these concepts that are coming in, and that's feeding me really, like, a lot, creatively, existentially, personally, it's feeding me, and I'm having a great time with it generally, other than when there's bugs to fix, or there's pressure, like, sometimes I'm putting pressure on myself to get something done in a certain time frame. It makes me, that's the one thing that's bad for me, again, is that it makes me more hyper-aware of time frames and scheduling and organization and planning. A lot of those things I would do to ease my anxiety, but then things get behind. When I make a video, I don't know how long it's going to take. So everything kind of gets off a bit, and then I have a certain time frame. I want to render it and put it out because I want to do it in a timely fashion. I have like a weekly schedule almost where it's like, well, the vlog is a week's worth of footage. It should go out by this time, and then... Again, I need to be more chill with it, but there's some hard lines I need to make. There's so many more directions I think I could go with this, but I've been talking a long time, and I've been super frustrated with the fact that the battery keeps dying. So I think I need to wrap it up. But, again, it's interesting. It has changed how I interact with myself, how I think about things, what I'm thinking about. And it's just crazy. It's very meta where I'm like, instead of just like living and acting and doing my life, I am consciously thinking of how I'm going to present my life to other people. Which, like I said, hasn't really changed my behavior that much in like a personality way. It's changed what I do and when I do it and how much time I spend doing it and stuff like that. But it hasn't really changed the activities I do either. Just the fact that I'm holding a camera sometimes while I do them. As an art project, as a conceptual thing, it's still fascinating to me. We'll see how long it goes for. I'm enjoying vlogging. I'd like to gain a wider audience, or I'd like them to be more engaged and contribute back. That'd be cool to have a real legitimate exchange that would be more recognizable and traditional, I guess. Yeah, it's always so hard for me to end things. I'm like, I think I could keep doing this forever, but again, I've been interrupted twice now by the battery dying. I don't want it to happen again, but like it really ruined the flow for me. Again, if you've got questions about anything, if you've got comments, please leave those. Again, having a legitimate conversation is better than having, like, the one-on-one conversation. Well, the one-on-one conversation or the conversation with whoever is watching. I like feedback and questions and things and make me, like, challenge me, push me. It's nice to hear someone's voice other than my own, for sure. Again, it's helpful for me to hear my own out loud as well. And I get to discover things and stuff. Anyway, that's all the stuff that it's opened up. I feel like we didn't really get very, very specific. In a couple of weeks or months, I might want to be checking in again and like be way more specific and see what's happened in that time. But these are the things that I've been really aware of. I've been way more aware of social media and presentation, legacy, connection, and anxiety those three things for sure have really opened up in the past 3 months, and in good ways and in bad ways. And I guess no matter what, the bad ways are even still good because I'm aware of it and I can choose to work on it and do something with it and balance things, just challenges to get around. So see you on another time.